The issue was one of the few contentious moments in an otherwise tranquil confirmation hearing for Michael Huerta, the White House nominee to be the next FAA administrator. Huerta's been serving as acting administrator since former FAA Chief Randy Babbitt stepped down following a drunk driving arrest. The training regulations in question were Congress's response to the 2009 crash of a commuter flight in upstate New York. Congress told the agency to have stricter training requirements in place by 2011. Huerta told a Senate Commerce Subcommittee they're still a long way off.
I was distressed to learn of the time involved in moving this rule forward, and I've made it a very high personal priority to do all we can to expedite the development of this rule. The initial rulemaking was underway with the passage of the FAA Extension Act of 2010, and subsequent to the passage of that rule, we had to issue a supplemental notice of proposed rulemaking. We received a very large number of comments in response to that, and we have reviewed those comments, and I've instructed my staff to work diligently and quickly in the completion of the rule so that we can get it out there for final implementation. We expect that we will complete that by October 2013. I know that's a long time, and we're doing all that we can to move it as quickly as possible.
Pressed to explain what's taking so long, Huerta repeated that the rule is complex and the agency has received a large volume of public comments. That explanation was not good enough for Senator Jay Rockefeller, the chairman of the Full Commerce Committee.
I'm sort of aghast here, because we had a very good talk in my office, and you talked to me very directly, answered questions very directly. And this morning you seem to be answering them as if scripted by OMB. And I have to be frank about that, because it's not a favorable impression. There's nothing in me which understands why this is taking so long. Don't talk to me about lots of comments, and it's a complicated process. Everything is that around here.
Mr. Chairman, I am very committed to getting this rule done.
And I understand that. But what are you doing about it? So far I've heard that there are a lot of comments and it makes it more difficult. How do you wade through this and get it? Don't wait till 2015. Lots of Lackawannas could happen by 2015.
Mr. Chairman, I will do all I can to direct my staff and provide the resources to get this done as quickly as possible.
Despite the moment of tension, Rockefeller says he supports Huerta's confirmation. Senators also wanted to know about FAA's progress toward building the next-gen air traffic control system, which will replace radar and radio technology with a framework based on satellite navigation and digital data. An April report by the Department of Transportation's Inspector General found that out of the six foundational technologies that will form the basis for NextGen, FAA had not come up with cost, schedule, or performance baselines for any of them. The IG also found the agency's implementation of the system has been hampered by the fact that FAA hasn't finalized its requirements for the major systems. But Huerta says they've made progress since then.
Of the six transformational programs, three have been baseline, and we are on track for meeting the commitments in those baselines. But we're trying to find the appropriate balance and how we mitigate risk based on developing in the appropriate levels of information so that we know what we're getting into before we establish the baselines. We're very focused on delivering benefit and hitting our targets, and I think we're making good progress.
Huerta didn't say when the FAA will baseline the other three programs, but he says the agency has made commitments to the aviation industry to get certain technologies up and running. One of those technologies is automated defense surveillance broadcast, or ADS-B.
We made a commitment to the industry that it would be deployed throughout the country by 2013, and we are on track to deliver the ground infrastructure by 2013. And what it gives a pilot is much greater situational awareness. It gives us a very precise view of what's happening in the airspace system, so we're well on track to delivery there. This year, we're giving a particular focus on performance-based navigation, more precise routes that reduce for airlines track miles flown and enables them to reduce costs on fuel. And this is a high priority. What we're trying to do is reduce the deployment time for individual procedures from what would ordinarily be 5 to 10 years down to 3 and sometimes 2 years. Mm-hmm. Later this summer, we will take a first step in deploying our DataCom program. Datacom is a transformational technology because what it addresses head-on is one of our principal challenges for efficiency as well as for maintaining safety, and that is to ensure that communications between controllers and pilots are accurate, precise, and delivered in a timely fashion. And so we're on track for beginning the delivery of that program later on this year.
Nonetheless, the overall next-gen program will take a long time to fully deliver. Huerta says the program already has milestones stretching all the way out to 2025. The hearing also addressed whistleblower complaints about safety issues within the FAA. A report to the White House and Congress last month by the Office of Special Counsel found that FAA had one of the highest rates of whistleblower complaints among federal agencies, and that many of the complaints were deemed to have merit, 50% of them, compared to a government-wide rate of just 5%. Huerta says for the past 2 years, his agency's been trying to build a climate that encourages employees to come forward when they spot safety problems.
A couple of years ago, we put in place a whistleblower office within the FAA, and we actually set it up with the assistance of a former FAA whistleblower. What we wanted to do was ensure that it was clear where people can go if they have concerns about safety, about compliance with rules, and everything that's associated with that. That has done a lot to create an environment and quick response. As a result of doing this, we've identified areas where, in one instance, we completely changed out the management of a facility so that we could ensure that an appropriate focus was being given to safety.
However, the OSC report found that several of the whistleblowers complained that FAA failed to remedy safety problems even when they were reported to agency managers. Whistleblowers had to repeatedly make disclosures to OSC about the same issues. The Commerce Committee has yet to schedule a vote on Huerta's nomination, but no members of the panel expressed opposition to his nomination during the hearing. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.